Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. So we're starting Siman Shin Yud. The first halacha, etz shetulim budagim, af al pi shehu maus, mutar letaltelo, dekayam alan b'muktze mechamat mius, kerabi Shimon deshare. So you saw probably the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef bring the Gemara in Perik Tolin. Yeah, the first source in the page. Perik Tolin Amar Chaya Barashi, Ha'etala de Bisra Shara Letiltula de Kav Gassur. And then the end of the bold part, Mukzi Mechamat Mius, Avele Mukzi Mechamat Mius, Umishumach Yasur Letaltela, Rav Letamed, Sivir Alek Rabbi Yehuda, Avele Rabbi Shimon, Mukzi Mechamat Mius Letle, Vilchet Akvate. So it seems like we have a general machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about many type of mukze. So another type of mukze is mukze mechamat mius, and Rav hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So fine, we hold like Rabbi Shimon, and there is no mukze mechamat mius. So, but what exactly is tala de bisra? So we have the rosh etz shetulim bo basar. The rosh rosh tala de bisra etz shetulim bo basar. אבל הרמב״ם כתב, אלים שריחם רע ומאוסים ואין הבהמה אוכלתם, אסור לטלטלם. לפיכך, כלי של דגים אסור לטלטלו ושל בשר מותר, וזה כדברי רב. So it sounds like the Rambam is passing like the opinion of Rav, so he does have this type of מחמת מיוס. And Rav Magid says that he doesn't understand why he's passing this way. And למעשה, the Shulchan ignores the opinion of the Rambam, because majority of Rishonim explain the way that the Rosh explain. So if you ask, do we hold Mukzeh Mechamat Mius, do we have something that calls Mukzeh Mechamat Mius, Lahalacha, the answer is we don't. So Mukzeh Mechamat Mius does not exist. Now I have to mention here a point that maybe we're going to have time to discuss more at the end, because it bothered me a lot. But if you look in the Dirshu here, and they give the source from Le'el and Shinchet and Kuf Lamed Vav, it should be Kuf Lamed Vav, it's not Kuf Lamed Bet. The Mishnah Berurah explained in Shinchet Kuf Lamed Vav what is Graf Shel Rei. Graf Shel Rei, why? I mean, we know that Graf Shel Rei is Asur, right? Graf Shel Rei is considered like Mukzeh Mechamat Gufo. And why is it Mukzeh Mechamat Gufo? We can't say Mukzeh Mechamat Mius anymore, right? Because we just learned now that Mukzeh Mechamat Mius does not exist for us. So how could it be that we have something that's called Mukzeh, that is Graf Shel Rei, that Lichora, the problem with it is the smell and the disgustiness of it. So what is going on? So the Mishnah Berurah Le'el says, V'ine Graf Ve'avit, I'm reading the, you have it in the page, V'ine Graf Ve'avit Afal Pishu Kli, מכל מקום הוא בכלל מוקצה מחמת גופו, משום דמאיס הרבה, וחמיר מסתם מוקצה מחמת מיוס, דקיים עלן ברש סימן שני ודמותר, דגרף הוא כאבן ודומיין, ורק להוציאן ממקום שדר, שם מתיר הוא משום כבודו. So if you read it like כפשוטו, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is trying to differentiate between two types of מיוס. מאוס הרבה, חמור. Maus me'at is not. Okay, so that's lichora the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know where did he get it from, what exactly is the source for this. You have a question, right? There is a question here. We have Graf Shel Rei, and we pass in Graf Shel Rei, and we have Mukzeh Mechamat Mius by us that we don't hold by it. So you need to say something. So it seems like the Mishnah Berurah differentiate that the level of the Mius is what's determined the Mius. My problem with that is that it's like Natata Dvarecha Lishiurin. And we're going to see, if we have time, we're going to discuss this more in length, because I have like a little bit other idea maybe. Now let's first finish with the main topic of today. That's Seif Bet, Din of discuss the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The first part, I just wanted to emphasize the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah approach for Mukzeh Mechamat Mius, two types of two levels of Mius. That was the first like he'ara that we have to have in our pocket when we learn the Seif Aleph. Now we move into Seif Bet, and Seif Bet is basically gonna describe to us the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, or maybe not exactly Rabbi Shimon, the way that we hold halacha about Muktzeh, because we have many times that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argues in the whole Masechta what is Muktzeh and what is not Muktzeh, and halacha it seems like we hold like Rabbi Shimon, but not exactly everything like Rabbi Shimon. So we need to organize the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and hopefully we're going to get a better view on the din of what type of Muktzeh is considered Muktzeh for us. So the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Nun Zayin, you have it page number 2 on top. פליגי בר רבחה ורבינה אחד אמר בכל השבת כולה הלכה כרבי שמעון לבר ממוקצה מחמת מיוס ומי נינו נר ישן ואחד אמר במוקצה מחמת מיוס נמי הלכה כרבי שמעון לבד ממוקצה מחמת איסור ומי נינו נר שהדליקו בו באותה שבת אבל מוקצה מחמת חסרון כיס אפילו רבי שמעון מודה דתנן כל הכלים ניטלים בשבת חוץ ממסר הגדול ויתד של מחרשה. So we have a machloket between Rav Acha and Ravina. One of them says that we hold for all dinei Shabbat like Rav Shimon, and the only exception is Muktzeh Mechamat Mius. What is Muktzeh Mechamat Mius? Ner Yeshan, ner that you did like many times, and it's usually made out of clay, and it's getting disgusting. So Muktzeh Mechamat Mius is the exception, and we hold that it is a Muktzeh. And then the second opinion, that even Muktzeh Mechamat Mius, we also hold like Rav Shimon, and the only exception is Muktzeh Mechamat Isur. What is Muktzeh Mechamat Isur? Ner Shedliku Ba Ba'ota Shabbat. So Ner Shedliku Ba'ota Shabbat, the Pshat, I mean, hopefully we're going to discuss that. I don't know if we're going to discuss that, but if we're going to discuss Siman Gasha in Tet, and we're going to discuss more in depth what exactly happening with the candle, that you lit a candle Erev Shabbat and you have in mind to keep it there lighting until a couple of hours after. This is like a higher level than a normal basis. And Ner Shedliku Bavota Shabbat seems to be Mechamat Isur also. What is the Isur? If you want to use the candle is the, what the Gemara called candle is the vessel underneath. So if you want to use the vessel while the candle is lighting, you need to violate the Isur of Kibui. So that's considered Muktzeh Mechamat Isur, because in order to use the vessel, you would need to violate Isur Shabbat, so it's Muktzeh Mechamat Isur. And this is a higher level Isur that even Rabbi Shimon Nechora has made.
The first one, Damar, says Levar, I mean Muktzeh Mechamat Mius, but definitely agree that Muktzeh Mechamat Isur would also be also.
Yeah, it's a higher level, yeah. Yeah. And then אבל מוקצה מחמת חסרון כיס אפילו רבי שמעון מודה. I mean, in מוקצה מחמת חסרון כיס, we don't need to say that it's a מחלוקת, because מוקצה מחמת חסרון כיס is the highest level that there was no argument to begin with. And what is the source that רבי שמעון is מודה? דתנן כל הכלים ניטלים בשבת חוץ ממסר הגדול ויתד של מחרשה. So this is מוקצה מחמת חסרון כיס, and everyone agree with that, so there is no מחלוקת. So למעשה, if you see in the Rosh, we have a rule in Chulin Tzadik Gimel, that every time that Rav Acha v'Ravina argues, Halacha k'divrei HaMekel. So in our case, we hold like the second opinion. It doesn't matter who said what, we just know that we should follow the Maker. Chad amar this, chad amar this, we don't care. We just follow the Maker because that's the rule. So lemaise, what we hold is הלכה כרבי שמעון לבר ממוקצה מחמת איסור. So מוקצה מחמת איסור we do have against רבי שמעון, and מוקצה מחמת חסרון כיס even רבי שמעון is made. Now I just have to mention here that the lashon of the Gemara is a little bit confusing here, because the Gemara said בכל השבת כולה הלכה כרבי שמעון. So it sounds like we're not discussing only the איסור of מוקצה. And if you take a look in the Ramban and the Ritva, there are Rishonim who hold that this is like a lot more than just talking about Muktzeh. It's a rule for the whole Masechta that we hold like Rav Shimon, even for Melacha Shenatzecha Legufa, Devar Sheno Mitkaven. All the main machlokot that we discuss, this is like the rule. And it also makes sense, because we're going to see that so many cases that Rabbi Shimon is Moide, that it's almost hard to find the cases that they argued. So to say that Bekol HaShabbat Kula Halacha discuss only Muktzeh, it's a little bit difficult if we're discussing only Muktzeh. Ramban says that in the middle. Umay Bekol HaShabbat, afilu bedin Muktzeh, bitlu arba'a chelkei Muktzeh, Umay Bekol HaShabbat. So that's just to have in mind that this halacha is might be a lot more broad than just like discussing dine mukze. But anyway, like I mentioned, the Rosh in Siman Hey, and it's basically the Rif also, are machria, like the second opinion, and that's how we hold the halacha. Now, the Bet Yosef is a very long Bet Yosef, so we're going to go through the Bet Yosef just to summarize the dinim that we hold the mice after the psak, meaning we hold like Rab Shimon, but Rab Shimon have a lot of things that he is moide, and what are the things that he is moide, and what do we hold halacha. So that's basically the Bet Yosef. We're going to go through the Bet Yosef, hopefully, just to summarize the topic. Page number 3, that's the Bet Yosef. Umefarash Bagmara. It's a bold part. I'm reading the bold part. Mufarish b'gemara de lo yitzir Rabbi Shimon ela b'ner zuta de da'itei ilaveh mi ba'od yom sheichle ha'shemen v'ishtamesh bo. Aval b'ner gadol she'eno asui lichavot b'shabbat mode Rabbi Shimon de'asur letaltela de'kevan de'lo masika da'ateh sheichabe ha'yom aktsine mida'ateh aktsine mida'ateh. So the first thing that it's not even argument, we said that we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon with the ner that was lit on Shabbat, and that's discussed like a ner that you know that is gonna turn off after 2-3 hours. So in this case, Rabbi Shimon says, since you knew that the candle gonna blow away after 3 hours, you were not makze midatcha completely. So that's the argument that Rabbi Shimon have with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Shimon himself, according to the Gemara, is moide that when you have a candle that's gonna lead for the whole Shabbat, you have like a Ner Neshama, the 72 hours candle. In this case, even if the candle gonna blow out in the middle of Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon gonna say that it's still usher to use it, since what you had, your mindset, Ben Hashmashot, was that it's gonna lead the whole Shabbat. So Rabbi Shimon is moida that in this case you are makze the Ner from your dat. And even if something happened and it blew off, it's still asur. And that brings us also to the definition of gorgot v'tzimukim, that we know that Rabbi Shimon is moide. Gamode Rabbi Shimon b'tzrorot v'avanim u'maot v'kol davar she'eno kli v'lo ochel she'asur letaltelo kevan de'lo chazi lemidi. Rabbi Shimon is also moide that any type of mukze that it's mukze mechamat gufo is also considered mukzeh. And why do we know that Rabbi Shimon is moide in this type of mukzeh? He brings the source of muchni shela. Muchni, hopefully we're going to discuss that in the siman. It's a type of vessel that there are coins on the side. And if there's still coins there, if there were coin on the vessel, ben hashmashot, and they stay there, asur legorera. Even Rabbi Shimon is moide that as long as there is still ma'ot there, it's asur. And if you hold that Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with mukze mechamat gufo, so why do you care if you have ma'ot on it? You just carry it. What's the problem? There is no mukze. So it's pashut that mukze that it's mechamat gufo, Rabbi Shimon is moide. We're not. When Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara, the reason that the poskim need to say that, because the phrase that the Gemara said, Rabbi Shimon let le mukze, so you're going to think that it doesn't have any type of mukze, even mechamat gufo, so that's not true. The Gemara besamuch, he brings also, en mukze le Rabbi Shimon bedavar ra'ui. Rabbi Shimon, when we say Rabbi Shimon doesn't have mukze, it means any type of thing that is normally being used on Shabbat, so you cannot consider that to be mukze. But if it's davar she'eno ra'ui, like avanim, you do have mukze. Rabbi Shimon also have mukze. And then the Bet Yosef explained, Vimken, I'm skipping a couple of words. Vimken, Ki Amrinan, the Rabbi Shimon let Lemukza, and Ulomar, the midi, the mitzar ben ashmashot. Vahakach nistalek mimeno davar osro, vu davar shasui, shistalek, asur beshabbat. והוא דבר שעשוי שיסתלק איסורו בשבת דרבי שמעון שרי לדע לא עשה חדת המיני כיוון שעשוי להסתלק בשבת והוא שיהיה כלי או אוכל או מידי דחזי להשתמוש בו. So when we said that רבי שמעון let למוקצה, we meant that basically like candle that you knew that it's going to stop lighting in a couple of hours, so that's not considered hesech hadat according to רבי שמעון, because you knew when you were dochet by a dime, when you light the candle Erev Shabbat, you knew that this tchiyah, the fact that you're like making it muktzah now, is just temporary and it's not going to take away the Shem Heter from the vessel. But we disagree with Rabbi Shimon in this part, because for us even a temporary use, as long as you did it by a dime beben hashmashot, takes away the Shem Kli, and since Ben Hashmashot you were doche the ner by a dime, you lit the candle Ben Hashmashot, it takes away the Shem Kli, take away the heter of the Kli, and it's going to be mukze for the next 24 hours. Aval kol sh'ar mukze, it's the fourth line, aval kol sh'ar mukze mechamat isur, benimu mishum de lo chazi letashmish heter mitzad atzmo, o mitzad davar she'alav, בין אם הוא מפני שאין תורת כלי עליו ואינו אוכל, מודה רבי שמעון דהה ומוקצה. So, but all the other types of מוקצה, either because it doesn't have any תשמיש, like a rock, או מצד דבר שעליו, that you have basis, או מפני שאין תורת כלי עליו, so, אין תורת כלי עליו, so like rocks, coins, it might be, לא חזי לתשמיש is like חסרון כיס, that you're not going to use it to anything else. Although it is a kli, but you're not going to use it for anything else. מודה רבי שמעון דהה ומוקצה. וכן לטלטל כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור מחמה לצל, מודה דאיסור. מודה דאסור. דילו דמחי קשה לכת הרכרה. So he brings the source for that. Now, וקשה לי, I'm skipping to the next part, וקשה לי, איך היא מוקמינן ברייטה דמוכני שלה כרבי שמעון, וכי אין עליה מאות שרינן, אף על גב דאבו עליה בין השמשות. The main question that the Bet Yosef is dealing with, we just said that any type of דחיה בידיים, if you did a דחייה בידיים בין השמשות, you did something to create a מוקצה, like נר, you basically said that you're not going to use it for the next couple of hours, it's not enough to take away the שם מוקצה, according to רבי שמעון. And by mukhne, by this type of vessel that has coins on the side, we said that if the coins are not on the mukhne, although they were there ben hashmashot, and they're probably going to stay there, if they came off, you could move it. So if I'm going to ask you, what type of mukhne would you compare it to? You have the candle that's going to lead 72 hours, and something happened and it's not, or the candle that's going to lead for 3 hours. You have coins on the vessel. Are they going to come off normally? No. So it's comparable to the 72 hours candle. So why would the Gemara compare that to the 3 hours candle? That's the question of the Bet Yosef. And the Bet Yosef answered, "Be'efshar dekeman she'en much nezeh miyuchad lema'ot, asuyim linatel adei eved etinok." The Chiddush of the Bet Yosef is that this vessel, this mukhni, is not a kli that made for coins. It's randomly there because somebody put it there. So you could consider that like it's not the natural place for it. And you would assume it might fall, a baby might take it. It's not the natural place for this type of mukhtze. And that's why it's comparable to a candle that's going to lead only 3 hours. It's not the normal place for it. That's why it's comparable to the 3 hour candle. the next part of the Bet Yosef, the Mordechai, it's an interesting thing that it's hard to find the Poskim discuss Nolad. We have at the end of Shin Yud Chet, we have the Nolad of Baal HaTruma, and it's more like the issue of creating or being Mechadesh. And what about Mukze Mechamat Nolad? So the Mordechai here is the source. פסק בספר המצוות דמוקצה מחמת נולד אסור. It's a חידוש, because the conclusion of the Gemara about ביצה שנולדה that it's also not because of nolad, it's also because gzera yom tov shechal yot mishum achana. So the fact that he's paskin in the nolad is also is a chidush. It's not so pashut.
Would he still agree in this case that if it's that if you need the, if it's sarf makom that's still okay for makom isser, or he would say that in these situations that's not okay, that's not okay.
What type of mukta are you talking about?
Well, it seems to be the
candle.
Well, my question, no, the well, not the candle, but he seems to compare all the cases. That's my only question.
What do you mean?
The Mishnah doesn't seem to. He seems to be lumping them together. He doesn't separate. Like, oh, but this one will make it. Like, if it's Tzorich Mekomo,
there is no Tzorich Mekomo by Muktzeh Mechamat Gufo. Muktzeh Mechamat Gufo and Basis in the candle is. The Pashtus is Basis.
But he's lumping together Muktzeh Mechamat Isser, Muktzeh Mechamat Basis.
No. Basis is davar asur.
Right.
It's like muktzeh mechamat gufo and also chesron kis. All of them are in the same category. There is no heter letzoch mekomo.
But he lumps them together.
Because they're connected.
He didn't make a distinction.
I mentioned that Rabbi Shimon is moed by
klishim achtol leisur. He said that he's moed by klishim achtol
leisur.
He's moed that you have the dinim of klishim achtol leisur. He mentioned that he's moided with klishim achtol leisur and it's going to have the same dinim, like the Mishnah, that letzoch mekomo is mutar. But the main discussion here in the Bet Yosef is more like about the actual shem mukze on a mukze that it's completely mukze, like gufo, basis, ledavar asur, that it's by candle, lichora, it's mamash gufo, considered gufo. Although it's a debate, what exactly going on with the candle? Hopefully we're going to have time to speak about it. Not
that's
in this
only show. The candle will last. That the candle that's going to go out is not Muktzeh, it's not Basil the Rav. That's falls under the candle of Muktzeh Isser, then, right? That's the distinction.
It's a little tricky, the candle, because the shalhevet itself might be, the shalhevet and the ptila might be Muktzeh Mechamat Isur, might be that it's noilad, might be that it's something that it's hard to define, and then what's underneath is going to be basis for that. So to define what shalhevet exactly is, your explanation is one of the explanations, and based on that, if that is considered mechamat gufo, the shalhevet itself, so then everything underneath is meshamesh to it, and you had in mind to keep it there, so it's become basis, and it gets the shem of the shalhevet. So it's going to be muktzeh mechamat gufo, right?
Yes.
If the shalhevet is mechamat gufo, so everything underneath is going to be the same. But in a chinami, that Rabbi Shimon is moedah beklishim lachtol leisur, klishim lachtol leisur going to have dinim of klishim lachtol leisur. Majority of what we're talking now is the gufo, is the candle, chesron kis, and rocks and coins. All of these cases is the mechamat gufo.
What's gufo? You can't move the
tzorich mekomo? No.
Was it the case with the pillow that had the money on it, wasn't there?
No, it was the
buses. You can shake the buses and get rid of the muktzeh mechamat gufo. It's a tiltul, it's a niur, it's not a tiltul of the muktzeh itself. It's a niur of the muktzeh mechamat gufo in order to use the klishim lachtol heter. And it's not buses because you forgot the coins there. But if it would have been buses, if you left the coins on the pillow in purpose and you had in mind to keep them there the whole Shabbat, according to the opinion that you need the whole Shabbat, so then even if you're going to shake the pillow, you're still not allowed to move the pillow because the pillow gets the shem muktzeh on it. So you're done with this pillow. The pillow is a basis. It's like a tray for the...
Why does the Beishos have to put in that ve'eino ochal part? Like that, like where? Why does he have to add that in any of the aspects? When would that ever, like, why does he have to make that differentiation?
I think it's because of Golgot v'tzimukim, because by ochel, only Golgot v'tzimukim is muktzeh, and we're going to discuss Golgot v'tzimukim also.
But the reason why the Golgot v'tzimukim are is because they're not edible at that time.
That's the point. I mean, it says bedavar shu ochel en Rabbi Shimon muktzeh ela gogorot v'tzimukim. In order to take away the shem ochel, that it's the highest level of heter on Shabbos, you need something so bad to take away the Shem Ochel. So what is the something that's so bad that you need? You need a dachye bayadayim velo chazu. But for other types of mukzeh, you don't need to go so far and dachye bayadayim velo chazu. You could have just rocks on the street that you didn't do anything. You didn't dachye bayadayim. You didn't do any action. You didn't do anything to take away the Shem kli, because they're nothing. So you don't need to do any action to take away their heter. So that's why by ochel I need to work hard to take away the shem muktzeh. And muktzeh l'Rabbi Shimon b'davar shu ochel. In order to give shem muktzeh to ochel, you need to work hard. That's basically what the phrase says. Okay. Now another sugya that the Bet Yosef brings is the daf mem hey by min Reish Lakish from Rabbi Yochanan. Chitim shezra'am bakarka. It's an interesting and fascinating concept. You have you plant wheat in the ground, and you decided you want to eat them on Shabbat, or you put eggs under the chicken that the chicken gonna warm it up, and like you have a, how do you call it in English, when you to hatch the, so you basically lichora dachye bayadaim, you did an action that show that you're not interested and using them, and the Gemara misupeket if it's a muktzeh or not. So the Gemara conclusion is, en le Rabbi Shimon, ela ken shemen b'sha'a shu dolek. And what is the pshat? Why is it not enough? So the Gemara said, you need two. You need dachye b'yadayim velo chazu. You need the action, and you need also that it's not going to be ra'ui. And by candle, while it's still lit, it's not ra'ui to shimush. By the chitim shezra'am bakarka, since they didn't spoil yet, they're still edible, so the fact that you threw it in, on the ground is not enough. So now I'm just going to put in parenthesis what the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Me'iri, that we have a different problem with chitim shezra'am bakarka. What about the tolesh? So the Me'iri said that it has to be that we're talking about just like that you threw the wheat on the ground and you didn't cover it, so it doesn't have any shem mechubar lakarka yet, since you just did it yesterday, for example, and it's not mashrish. You need 3 days until it's going to start, so you don't have a problem of tolesh, because it's basically wheat on the floor that you did a maise that show that you're not interested, but you change your mind and it's still ra'ui, so it's not muktze. So you need like two elements in order to Rabbi Shimon to take away the shem ochel. And then the Gemara said, only gogorot v'tzimukim, but not other fruits. And what's the difference between gogorot v'tzimukim and other fruits? So the Bet Yosef, the next paragraph, shemasrichim benatayim, v'kima shemetkalkilim kol kach, en ra'ato lekachtam ad shitaknu itev. So it seems like all the other fruits, even if you're going to bring them out, you're going to put them on the roof to dry them out, even during the process of getting them dry, they're still edible. So it's not considered, it's the same concept basically, that you need the action, you need the maise of dachye, and you also need the item itself to be not edible. So if you don't have the two elements, it's still mutar to use it. Same thing with the patz'ile tamara, later on the Gemara. And then the Rambam in Perek Avav, it's the next paragraph, in the middle of the next paragraph. Rambam in Perek Avav, זה לשנו שמן שיוצא מתחת הקורה של בית הבד בשבת, וכן תמרים ושקדים המוכנים לסחורה, מותר לאוכלם בשבת, ואפילו אוצר של תבועה או תבועה צהורה מתחיל להסתפק ממנה שבת, שאין שם אוכל, שאין שם אוכל שהוא מוקצה בשבת כלל, אלא הכל מוכן הוא, חוץ מגרוגרות וצימוקים שבמוקצה, בזמן שמייבשים אותה, מועילו מסריחים בינתיים, ואין אמורים לאכילה, הרי הם מסריחים בשבת משום מוקצה. So that's another reminder to something that we learn, fruits that are in the store. So the Rambam says, according to Rabbi Shimon, the fact that you put it in the store to sell it, doesn't take away the shem muktze, because it's still chazu. And if you want to get to go to your store and take some fruits, you could. I have to mention that we discussed in the beginning of Shin Yud Chet that there, according to the Rambam, if you're makpid on the schora, it might be chesron kis. And we discuss different type of schora and different type of kavanot that the person have when he used the schora in the store. So if it's something that you're very makpid in the store and you would never use it unless you're going to sell it, then it might get different status. But at least fruits and vegetables that you have in the store, we would assume that if you have a need, you would take, and it's not going to take away the Shem Muktzeh completely. Another din that Rabbi Shimon and us are holding that it's Asur, the next paragon, ועד אין מוקצה לרבי שמעון בדבר מאכל אלא בגרורות וצימוקים רבד, דווקא בתלוש, אבל במידי דמחובר אפילו לרבי שמעון ומוקצה. All what we discuss, אוכל, is not מוקצה for רבי שמעון, it's true only if it's detached, it's not connected to the ground. And why is that true? Why רבי שמעון is מוידה when it's attached to the ground? פירש רשי בפרק אין צדין, גרבי גוי שהביא דורון לישראל, דתמה משום דדמי לגרגרות וצימוקים, דמידלול הקטינו מאתמול, הקצינו. So the רשי seems to hold that the reason for מחובר is the same reason for גרגרות וצימוקים, and it's a חידוש. Because you didn't do any active מייסה. You just didn't pick it up before Shabbat. And Rashi said, since you could have picked it up Friday and you didn't, that's considered like you dachi bayadayim. It's considered like you did a maise, and it's not roi because you need to pick it up on Shabbat. It's you need to do an isu to use it. So it's considered like gorot v'tzimukim. V'nireli, as we explain a little bit more, the Bet Yosef, v'nireli de ta'ama, de kevan sh'al edel kitato hayu nitarim, v'ilo lakit lehu asur lehenot mehem b'mchubar, ומאחר שלא לקטם, הווה לכאילו דחינו בידיים. ופרש שאינו רוצה ליהנות מהם. ולכך אפילו לקטן גוי אסורים. Even if a guy is going to pick it up for himself, you're not allowed to eat it, because it's מוקצה. ומשום מה חיגזרו בכל מחובר, אפילו איך השולי היה בידו לקטן. And since חזל applied the גזרה for מחובר, so even מחובר that you could not have picked, let's say in a place that you couldn't, it's not yours, it's still us.
And it belongs to the guy.
We're going to see at the end, maybe if we have time, that Gama, the Gama discuss, and Echen Legoy. Baran Katav, Shahraza Katav, al Divre Rashi, Shulaya Tzech Lekach. Ki Barud Amode Rabbi Shimon Bechol Mukzi Mechamat Yisur, Shein Da'ato Alav, Kigon Kos, Vekeara Vashashit. So the Ran, bringing the name of the Baal HaMaor, that he disagreed with Rashi. Rashi, why do you need to go and make a Chidush that although you didn't do any active action, it's considered like you did it. You could have said something more simple. Because Rabbi Shimon is moide b'mukze mechamat isur, like we mentioned by Ner, that in order to use the candle, not the candle, I mean the vessel, right? So in order to use the vessel, you need to turn up, you need to blow off the candle. So you need to do an action of isur. So we said mukze mechamat isur is enough. You don't need to get to other svarot. So too, in order to get to the fruit, I need to do an isu. So that should be enough. You don't need to go to dachi b'yadayim. And the Ran agree with the Baal HaMaor, although the Ramban disagree, but he said, no, I like the svar of the Baal HaMaor. And he says, Bet Yosef, v'nireh d'man etam ke mukzeh mechubar mechusar tzedah afilu l'Rabbi Shimon. So he said, based on that, I can explain the din of mechusar tzedah. They're going to discuss, I don't know if we're going to... Mechusar tzedah is something that was not hunted before, and problem with mukzeh. So why would it be mukzeh? According to Rabbi Shimon, he didn't do any action before Shabbat, he didn't do any maise. So again, mukzeh mechamat isu. You need to hunt, you need to do an action of, depends on isu, and that should be enough for Rabbi Shimon. And another halacha that it's important, nevela, if an animal died in the middle of Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon says that you could feed it to animal. And it seems like, if you look in Shin Kaf Dalet, it's only when the animal was sick before Shabbat, so you could have assumed that the animal going to die, so it's like a 3 hours candle that probably going to happen. Now, let's just summarize what we have. We have any type of mukzeh de avanim, mukzeh like mechamat gufo, Rabbi Shimon is moide, mukzeh mechamat isu, Rabbi Shimon is moide, mukzeh mechamat nolad, according to the Mordechai, is also part of dine mukzeh, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Din mechubar, also, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also considered asur. According to Rashi, it's because gogorot v'tzimukim. According to the Baal HaMaor, it's because mukzeh mechamat isu. And then nevela, we said Rabbi Shimon is moide, that it's not mukzeh, not moide. Rabbi Shimon hold that you could use it, give it to, serve it to an animal. And that's basically the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So now, when we read the Shulchan Aruch, we can basically understand all the details in Seif Bet. I'm reading in page number 5. En shum ochel talush, haroi
le'achila. So based on this, what's the other shita of Ravina Ravash? What do they say? What isn't there? What isn't included? What's the more machmir shita? We said how long is like the makel shita, and this is what the Mishnah says, the most makel shita.
Mukze mechamat. We said mukze mechamat mius that we're not holding.
So that's the only difference.
That's the machloket in Kufnun Zayin. But again, there is like a couple of details that we might see about migudit katzai and a couple of little differences. But now you see that the argument between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is not so big. Like it sounds like en mukze Rabbi Shimon. You think like, wow, it's like, you have a lot of mukze. Just like a little bit more makel than the other opinions. Now, Seif Bet, En Shum Ochel Talush, Aroi Le'achila, Mukze Le'Shabbat. So the Shulchan Aruch is Medakdek, En Shum Ochel Talush, Le'apuke Mechubar, Aroi Le'achila, Le'apuke Gogrot V'Tzimukim, that is not Roi, Mukze Le'Shabbat. Detmarim V'Shkedim V'Shar Perot, Omdim Le'Shchora, if it's something that's like just standing for in the store, Mutar Le'chol Mem B'Shabbat, because it's still considered like that you have in mind to use it if you need. V'Afilu Chitim Shezram B'Karka V'Adayin Lo Yishrishu. We said again, since chitim, wheat, is still edible, it didn't rot yet, it didn't like start the process of being planted, it's still mutar, because there is only dachi bayadayim, and the other part of lo chazu is not. וכן תמרים הלקוטים קודם בשולם וכונסים אותם בסלים, תמרד... Dates with the same story, if it's like in the process of getting ready, but it's still edible a little bit, so it's not mukze. The only mukze is gogorot v'tzimukim. Mutar lechol mekod bishulam, aval gogorot v'tzimukim shemenichim otam b'mukze liyabshan, asur b'shabbat mishum mukze. Shehem asrichot kodem shehityabshu, dekevan sheyodea sheyasrichu, esiach da'ato mehem, vekevan de'i katarte, dachinu bayadayim v'lo chazu, hav mukze. So since you have the two elements of dachinu bayadayim v'lo chazu, combined together, it's a mukze. Now, Agaha bring another thing that interesting. V'yesh omim de'en hachana sheyach b'shelenu yehudi, ואפילו גוגרות וצימוקים שבידו מותרים. So what the Gemara says that if you read the Gemara בפשטות, it sounds like if the goy put on the roof his גוגרות וצימוקים and they got ready on Shabbat because there was a strong sun. So since the goy gonna eat from it, you could eat from it also. So אין הכנה, the goy doesn't need הכנה. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the אחרונים that disagree with the Gemara and says, the Bet Meir asks, what do you mean? If you ask the goy ben hashmashot, are you planning to eat from it? Normally not, because the same like a Jew. What do we say by a Jew? It takes a long time to get dry, so you're mesiach dad, because it's probably not going to be ready. And if something happened and it got ready, whatever, it's like a 72-hour candle that something happened and it's still mukzah, right? So the Bet Meir said, well, hey, the same fruit by a goy, you can say the same thing. The Pashtus, I think there is a answer for the question, because din of migudit, this din of gogorot v'tzibukim depend in the din of migudit katzai, and migudit katzai lichora is din in the gavra. So you ask the person what do you have in your mind, and then you apply, you give the definition of the item ben hashmashot, it's belong to me. We saw by mukze that we go by the person that belongs to mukze la'anim or mukze la'ashirim, you go by the person that it belongs to. So a person, you ask the person, what do you have in your mind? You ask the goy doesn't have Shabbat. So the goy would eat whatever he have. So if you're going to ask me, is it belong to the goy? Does the goy care what he have? I mean, he would eat whatever he has available. So, din migudit katzai, lechora, that's what the Gemara is trying to say, that migudit katzai is shayach only in a Jew. But when the fruits belong to the goy, there is no shaychos of migudit katzai, because there is no Shabbat for goy. So if something happened and it's edible by the goy, there is no Shabbat for goy. So now it's edible, now it's not mukze. That's the whole pshat in the Gemara. Now, okay. We officially finished. So if anyone needs to go to Megev, can go to Megev. I can just say one more word about what I said in the beginning, about mukze mechamat mius, that there is a different way to explain Muktzeh Mechamat Mius. To be miyasher, the question that we just asked, the Mishnah Berurah basically asked, why Graf Shel Rei is Muktzeh, and Basar Shel Muktzeh Mechamat Mius, besides we hold like Rav Shimon, there is no Muktzeh Mechamat Mius. Why would Graf Shel Rei consider Muktzeh, and Muktzeh Mechamat Mius is not? So the Mishnah Berurah said, this is Maus Biyoter, this is not Maus Biyoter. Right? That's the Chora Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, I think there is a different way to explain it, and I need to give you a little Hakdama, and we're going to see that in the future, Bezrat Hashem. But there is a concept of Mita Sheyichada Lemaot. Mita Sheyichada Lemaot is when you have a vessel that is Klisha Machtol Heter, and you dedicate it for Muktzeh, like a wallet or like a table that you dedicate to put money on it, safe, I don't know, a place that you dedicate for Muktzeh. So there is a machloket in the Gemara if that type of yichud takes away the Shem Klishim Lachtol Heter and it become like the davar that it's miyuchat. It's a machloket if you hold like this lemaise or not, if it's only to Rabbi Yuda or it's even according to Rabbi Shimon. Lemaise, at the end, we're going to see that the Rabbeinu Tam hold that even Rabbi Shimon is moed in this. So if this is the case, Graf Shel Rei, it's miyuchad for Rei. So for Rabbeinu Tam, it's very easy to explain why Graf Shel Rei is going to be Muktzeh, because it's an item that it's dedicated for Rei. So even if you don't have actual Rei in it, since it's dedicated for Muktzeh, it has the Shem Muktzeh. So it's not because Muktzeh Mechamat Mius. And it's not because it's Maus Biyoter. It might be Maus the same way. But since it's dedicated to do only this purpose, and you would never use it to anything else, it takes away the Shem Klishim Lachtol Heter. Now, what am I going to say according to the other Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam, that disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, and they say that Mita Sheyichada Lemaot is not? So I have two ways to explain that. Or that Mita Sheyichada Lemaot is something that it's not always happening. You take a table and you dedicate it for money, so fine, it's still a table. It's not something that is like going to change the status of it, because it's still a table and people would still use table for other things. But Graf Shel Rei is a kli that made only for this, and that's the way that everyone doing it. So it might be that even the different Rambam are going to be moide about it. Even if you don't want to say this, because it's a little bit dohak to say that they're matir in that they're oyser in certain vessels, I think there is another pshat that I can say in the Rif and the Rambam, that Graf Shel Rei halachically, if you look in Echot Kirat Shema, you're not allowed to read Kirat Shema next to it. It has, since it swallows the smell, it's becoming like so disgusting that it has Shem Tzoah even when the Tzoah is not there. So it is Tzoah. Since it's Tzoah halachically, so it's Tzoah for Dinei Shabbat also. You can't say that it's Bolea and it has Shem Tzoah for Kirat Shema, but it's not for Shabbat purposes. It has Din Tzoah, so it changed the status of the Kli. But if you just have Kli that it's Ma'us a little bit, it's not going to take away the Shem Kli. Now, if I want to say a little bit more than that, if you remember what we learned like by in Siman Shinchet, in Memhei, by Kadur, we saw the Shibboleh Leket. And we saw the about Kadur, a ball, he gives like a couple of reasoning why it's going to be, maybe it's considered Kli, maybe it's not a Kli, but Kibbul Asui Lemalot, Lad Asui Lemalot. At the end, he brings one of the Rishonim that says, Lichora what the Mishnah Berurah says, and I have to say that because it's Lichora Raya for the Mishnah Berurah, he said, Mikol Makom, Ben Shem Kli Alav, Ben En Shem Kli Alav, אסור לטלטלו כיוון שמאוס ביותר ולא ראוי אפילו לחסות בו כלי. So he seems to say that even if it has Shem Kli, since you're not going to be using it to cover any other type of kelim, it's also to move it. So it seems like he's saying, the Mishnah Berurah says that since it's disgusting that you're not going to use it to anything else, it takes away the Shem Kli. So it's like a different type of Muktzeh Mechamat Mius. If it's so maus that you're not going to use it to cover other kelim, so it gives a little bit of definition when it's considered Maus Biyoter. But in any case, the other Rishonim that disagree with this Rishon, Lichora, disagree with the whole concept. So maybe it's a proof to what I'm saying. And I also can explain what he's saying in a different way, but I just have to mention that it's Lichora, a little bit of Raya to the Mishnah Berurah. And also, it might be that the Mishnah Berurah, that's what he meant when he said Maus Bioter, because he didn't give us anything to draw the line. What is Maus Bioter and what is not? So if we're going to say that the definition of Maus Bioter is what I said in the Rif, that it's when it's Nivla, that it's become part of it. So you just need to find like a definition to what is Maus Bioter. So whenever you find the definition, maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant also. But I'm just coming to be moitzi from the pshat that people might think when they read the Mishnah Berurah, they're just like levels without any clear definition. So I'm trying to give clear definition, although I'm not giving like a one definition. So I'm still keeping it a little bit vague, but I'm trying at least. So that's regarding to Muktzin Mechamat Mios.